Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. I'm laughing because I'm just about to say hello to all listeners out there. Just a second. And you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. You're listening to the Cosmic Philosopher, and I'm Tim Aldred. It's such a grand golden privilege for me to sit here with the privilege to speak what has come into my mind by reading, by meditating. And when I think about my childhood days in the environment of colonialism of the white people, listen, if I could kick with my 2 feet, you know, you know, like kick on the wall with my 2 feet, I may be doing that, but that's not the mood right now for me to do that. not convenient. I'm not in position with the wall. And this deliverance is so sweet to me. All the pain and agony resulting from the blockage from civilized understanding of things. Of course, into my late teens and early 20s, my friends, my mind, I remember now, was full of, let's say, the mural, my mind, on the surrounding that I am conscious of. Only remember the essence of my surrounding. Clearly, I didn't have any knowledge of the world around me, not even the Jamaica world. I didn't have a good perception of. Therefore, my thought world was so narrow and limited because I was lacking the right knowledge that should be in my mind and to let me grow and have the right hybrid thinking. It's not because I was not an hybrid. Of course I was an hybrid, but it so happens to be, if you're healthy and you become sick, you know, you were healthy, but then something go wrong. And if it is not corrected, you may stay sick and maybe even dead. I cannot be appreciative enough of what happened to me, because all it does is happen to me. And I'm serious about that. Very serious about that. That no, I cannot be tired of my hope alive for more to open up to me, because I can't get enough of this. To be shut out and locked out, talk about in the origin of ancestors in Africa, where we all have our beginning. Thinking of what happened, going way back before the world became exposed of certain things. What went on over the past 100,000 years? Too many things are hidden from us. So we are in this generation and in the environment of white people slavery, post-slavery, there are a lot of people who feel like, oh, their life is grand and they got things going for them, but they go to church, you know, they go to church and you know, the mural of their mind is painted with, you know, the falsehood of Christmas world, Santa Claus, and Jesus Christ. That is like COVID virus. Take up your biological system and get down into your inner core and your glands, they begin to be affected. And how many people we have died because of COVID? And now they're saying, you know, Donald Trump was the sodomite president at that time. Not really doing any good. And look at him today. You can tell, you know, certain of his action when he was president was not really understood. This guy was yes, at the time when Donald Trump was supposed to be busy taking care of prevention from contraction of the virus, you know, one time they said he and his wife went into for treatment. And he came out and, you know, the way he was carrying on, you cannot trust that guy. He's a sodomite. And I'm trying to say to you, the environment, you know, is a slavery environment. White House is slavery environment. Federal government was never, ever authentic government. And we, who are kept away from the knowledge of history, not likely to read and find out. I'm not saying nobody don't, but we are all suffering from the shortage of knowing what's really going on in the world. When I go to a primary school at a area in St. Catherine of the Kitson Town area there, we call Guanaboville. That stretch of land that surround where the school I went is, adjacent to the school is a Roman Catholic building, a church, a chapel. Now, when the major thing around you is a Christian church chapel, you don't value more than animal that people don't even eat. I'm serious. We don't value that. So if our development is affected by a sodomite chapel where they teach you about Jesus, the entire curriculum of what consists your thoughts, your convictions, is based on something that is totally folly. The church, Christianity. Because if you don't know, I'm telling you, you don't have to accept nothing I say. It's based upon, if it has value, it must be based upon what is fact in what I say. And if what I say don't have any fact in it, then there is no value. So it depends on what you know about what I'm saying. And if
you can visualize and see civilized sense in what I'm saying, you hold on to it. And so I'm telling you, my friends, if you are in that situation like me, where I grow up and exposed to everything that is based on Christianity, then what kind of life have you lived since you grow up and exposed to the church? Like I have said before, the only reason why come to know anything different from what I was taught in the church, and you should think how dense it is that my entire inner core inside of me was nothing but rancid, poil, stink Christianity. Because they dress up Christianity and make it feel like it is something. And, you know, you were taught some look or something and things like that. But we would not have known that the little things that were positive outweighed by what was not positive, but we don't know. It lurks on the dark side of the moon. You see, so the little light you get from the moon is not like sunlight. No, not at all. We wouldn't know what was going on in the world. When we hear that we were sold as slaves to the Western world, and all kind of different names are coming to buy slaves, it was the same honor sodomite white people them doing it. Share themselves up in different groups and let it seem like a different people, different bloodline are come. Nothing didn't go like that. It's the same European sodomite them calling themselves different by different names, that none of the name represent the people who were actually working with Africa, because Africa got infected with virus too, like the rest of us. They were in a different position with us, but they too was infected. That's why they were selling us as slaves. They couldn't be in their right mind. And we grow up and the only thing we know about Africa and like government or something like that, we have not seen Africa in, let's say, people like me, you know, 70 or so years of age. We have not been able to see Africa in full operation of kingship government throughout the world. And you look into the world history textbook, you don't see anything about AD and Adamane in there, because it just come on 2,000 years or so years ago, right? So this AD and Adamane, under which we name ourselves and everything ourselves, AD and Adamane, my friends, let me tell you something. We are no different from a Christmas tree. If you can't see what I'm saying, maybe your brain is too dull, you know, and you're not going to perceive and understand what I'm saying. But look, I started to read and I started to see contradiction. If you not seeing contradiction in what you read, when it is there, something is wrong with your cerebrum and cerebellum. I hope you know what those two things are in your brain. If you're civilized, dark-skinned Chinese, Arabs, and Indians, and Hispanics, and all of us ethnic people, You have got to understand what I am saying. If you are not, if you are reading the Bible and you believe in Genesis Christian story, something is wrong with your brain. I can tell you that clear. You may be vexed and, you know, and think, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You can say that all you want. Can you prove it? Yeah, I'm telling you what academic understanding, as I come to know it, and wherever I go as an adult and participate in academic thinking, then. And I don't claim to be a PhD or a master's or a bachelor or nothing like that. But I have the ABC. I have the ABC, you know. And I am just like the foundation that the builder set in the ground before they put up the uprights, the columns, and put a roof over that foundation. It's a house. That's the way I am. I am not up there, you know, and the walls are up in the roof. You know, I am like a part of the foundation when it comes to reading. The people with degrees and stuff like that and up there, I'm not in their company. But guess what? They better know what the foundation is on which they stand. Like in education, where did they start? They didn't start in the, you know, up there, like up on the walls and going up into the roof. I mean, comparison, you know, to education. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know, the alphabet and some other primary, preliminary things that I learned. So everybody with higher education are coming from right down there. And I bet you that a lot of people who are now people who have high academic knowledge, they go to church. Church where I learn in word, because of the value of words. I see contradiction all over the Bible. That I don't want the Bible for, I mean, like the creation story especially. Not limited to that, since it is the foundation of the Bible. Can't talk about some little things. There are some little things that are in the Bible. Some portion in there that I cannot deny. I have to be objective. There are some section in the Bible that I know is not like Genesis creation story. And that's a fact. So I can't say because some part there like the creation story I condemn and speak like, as it were, in a categorical way, like the Bible is no good, because there is context that allow me to say that. It doesn't mean that there aren't books in there that you can find something good. But now, for the world that you see fill up of people, a lot of people have children that are brought up with foolishness from the church, okay? to see somebody grow up like me and whatever I have as a education, I can point out evil of the church. Not some part of the church, but all part of the church. Because the church has a root, a beginning, a foundation, and that's what must be looked at. And when we talk about the Bible, we're not talking about some good things in the Bible, because it's what, 66 books. So why can't you, remove the 66 books to become singular books? You know what I mean? That would be a good idea. Then put all of those books there where some of them make some sense. Whether all of it or some leave some of the leaves, pages, okay? When you have it now and just call this book a Bible, these white people know what they were doing, because the good things in the Bible is going to be hardly recognized in the context of what we know civilization is all about. Because anytime you mix up something good, poisonous, even if it's a little bit of poison, the good portion of it get spoiled because of that little bit of poison. It's like you take a big tub of clear water, and blue is something that some people use when they wash to treat their clothes. And the blue come in a little thing. Like you say, a little square item. And they would pinch off a little piece and put it into the clear water to give a certain color. It turns blue, So when you look at the little piece of blue that going through that water and blew it up, that's the way the processor wants it. It is the kind of thing that I'm talking about with the Bible. Because the Bible is full of a full story about God create heaven and earth and mankind and everything like that. You see that? Because the whole thing is a lie. The entire world of people is like the big bowl of clear water. And once you put conviction and belief into the Bible as a whole, with all of those mostly evil things all over it, comes hard now for people to begin to identify, say, something wrong with the Bible. So everything now is based on because you believe in the Bible. Now, so it's not good that all these nice things in the Bible are mixed into what we call the Holy Bible. And why you don't hear any Christian marvel that the Bible should not be constructed with these other books that some sense? And especially Genesis. You don't hear no Christian marvel that Genesis is not a good book. You don't hear that. So so much people in the world with PhDs and bachelors and high education. And they don't see something wrong with the Bible. Why? So it means that the world is infected with a Bible that sits with me. Call me on this radio, 347-85-1358. Call me on this radio and talk to me. There is a ocean of resources in this Bible that you can use to trap me, if you can. Because it's not because I have the world of knowledge as it would, you know, be looked on. Why am I able to know something that nobody cannot go anywhere in the Bible and throw off the context of what I think about what I know about the Bible and the words, because it's only words in the Bible now. You know what I mean? And you would need to show a foundation that the Bible has. It does have a foundation. But both you and I must demonstrate that the foundation of the Bible is pure and clean for all the books therein, from Genesis to Revelation. You and I have the burden to linguistically prove that the Bible is a holy book. It's not holy. It's not holy. In the structure and form of the Bible, it's a stinker. Uncivilized, I mean. The Bible is uncivilized in the structure and form of it. So, now I do show you and make distinction. If you can't make distinction, you can't make delivery in the context I'm speaking. A 66 book in the Bible. But it is given a name. All the content rely or is named alike, because they call this book, you only know it's an anthology because of knowledge that different books, right? But they don't call it an anthology, and they don't even tell you that on the cover. Right? On the cover, they only brand it Holy Bible, the Holy Bible. And we have not been taught that it is the white people, because they who wrote it disguise themselves and then amalgamate their character. You see? So their character is hidden, and they feature the African people character. Can you see that? Can you see that white people may not talk about one, talk about they who invade us? You know, in prehistory, there is the gods that came to earth. And they are referred to, they who from the heaven came to earth. They brought civilization. They never taught us that in the Bible. What they taught in the Bible is the opposite Elohim. And though they talk about Elohim in the Bible, that is what intoxicates us. Why? We don't know who Elohim, what the Elohim is. We do not know that. That's how corrupt humanity is on the earth. But I think that this is happening, that eventually certain people, not everybody, certain people going to wake up to exactly what is the Elohim who from the heaven came, brought civilization when they came. It wasn't here before. Civilization was not on earth until the Elohim that you're reading about in the Bible came, but you wouldn't understand it that way. And I didn't. Okay? But I think that little by little, the gods, the Elohim gods, are making us realize exactly what we are seeing and hearing to have definitions. We know what they are. They are causing us to lose the darkness that cover over our understanding to knowledge. I sense it. I see it in me, and that's why I know. That is why I know that folly and these white people, they shall fall and not rise. Prehistory, Sumerian history has the truth. And right in front of our eyes, these white people are lying on Google like they lie in the Bible. The Bible has, you ask some of these writers out there like Ray Higgins deals with a lot of the lies in the Bible. And then you have Herman. Is it Herman? Yes, but they are both scholars, and they were both Christian believers, until they got the word syndrome. Yeah. Well, you call that syndrome? Enlightenment. They got word enlightenment, and therefore Therefore, my friends, Bart Ehrman, I meant to say, Bart Ehrman and Ray Higgins, they came to see, and neither of them said anybody, caused them to see that, except intellectually they found out. A realization came, and now the amount of the amount of things that they have learned in the Bible and are telling people that the Bible is no good. But, they don't talk a certain kind of way because the entire world go to church. And African people who should never have anything to do with church, but they come from the church. Bart Ehrman and Ray Higgins, they come from the church. But you cannot get them ever again to accept the church like it is a real institution to help people get converted. No. And so many people in the world don't seem like they will ever come to a realization that the Bible is a hoax. To really read the Bible to know some good things in the Bible, and it seemed like a contradiction. Why would this be in the Bible? But I can't give any credence to say, well, how come this is in the Bible? Like it shouldn't be in there. Like God, you know, should avoid foolishness to come in the Bible. But that's not the way the world, the civilized world, came about, because civilization did not come on the earth, you know, like billions of years ago when the earth was formed in the solar system. You see what I mean? So what we are thinking is far from reality, because we don't understand how the world came about historically. We in the Bible, and that is based upon this phony, sodomite, evil spirit that they write in the Bible about a monotheism God. Abraham monotheism God. And we don't know that the white people are the demonic possessed people. White people. Demonic possessed. As long as they believe in Jesus, you don't need to go any place else to search to find. As long as you know a person believe in Jesus, the darkness is upon their brain. Because not Nagasa. I can tell you from a child, 8-7, that foolishness, that's all I knew. I couldn't stop that from affecting me because I didn't know. There's nothing else. If I don't see the car is coming and I'm crossing the road and I don't see it, normally if I saw it, I wouldn't venture across. But I didn't see it was coming. You know, I can get run over like that. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I have to speak what I know. And the fact that I lived so long and didn't know, and white people are out there now, and we are people in the world, live with respect for the Bible and white people and everybody else. But that's confusion, because we don't know the right thing. And they want us to go to church, you know, go buy a Christmas tree. They're making money, right? And they know that the Christmas tree is a homosexual thing. They know that. They know Jesus is a homosexual thing, because Jesus really never exists. They create that character now. I'm able to say that because now I read and now I study, I know. You see, but somebody else years ago, I go to church and an African man said, you know, like he is praising Jesus. I cannot forget that. You know, going like about maybe like about 30 years ago. Went to that Sunday service and this visitor, you know, young African man, it's a time when nobody don't know anything else. You know what I mean? So I'm not like being indifferent about it. I'm saying it because of the situation. But I remember this gentleman said that, you know, praising Jesus and was exhorting people to put their trust and confidence in Jesus. That's what he was doing. I cannot, no, it's like last week Sunday. because it is still, it. When he said it, it's like it's recorded into my memory, and it, you know, it's not something I remember every day. No. But occasionally, once in, you know, maybe a year or a few months apart, I will remember that saying. As I say now to you, I think I remember it about a month or so ago, because I think I make reference to it. So this never leave me. The man said he did a research and he proved that Jesus is real. Now, during the time that I've been going to church, it would be abnormal or ridiculous for somebody to speak against Jesus. When you don't know, my friends, you do not know. And I am not talking to anybody to make them feel negative about anything. Comes with the territory of what I'm saying. You may feel bad, but I'm telling you, I was believing and I didn't feel bad about it. If I feel bad, it was not because I think it's Jesus, you know. But I cannot sincerely tell anybody that Jesus was making me feel good. Felt good at any time, it wasn't Jesus, because no Jesus existed. And if you think I'm not saying, telling the truth, where you know, I want you to tell me, prove to me how you know that Jesus does exist. Because that's what the white people them writing at the Bible, and St. Paul is always like working at it for people to really accept Jesus. Yes, that's the thing about it, my friend. What you don't know, you don't know. And might as well give yourself to know, that's it. I'm not telling nobody anything else that they don't want to do. The point is, I'm saying there's a problem in the world. And the only thing that is good and perfect is the sun that is shining. And after 12 hours, it turns night. After 12 hours of night, the sunlight will come again. That's perfect stuff. But what we are doing as people, when we wake up in the morning, is get food and, you know, nourish ourselves and, you know, do your hygiene and make yourself clean and pleasant and go about your business and come back at night. You're going to go to sleep again and, you know, wake up again next morning. We do the same thing every day. It's just that in different ways that we do the same kind of things. What I'm saying, nothing is what it's supposed to be until we have a good sense of what our world is like and what is the virtue civilization opposed to the things that we believe in and work and supply energy to the white people, sodomite world, man. Okay? So the point is, what I see now, I'm talking like this, what is it that makes me talk this way? Can you figure that? Do you understand that? Why? It's because I'm well read, for one thing, about Genesis creation story. A word sense. And if you don't develop the word sense up in general, word sense in general, it doesn't matter what is it, but you have to have a basic word sense of anything that words deal with. You must have the word sense of it. You must have the context of it. You must know where that energy can take you. You got to know that. And if you don't, when you're reading Genesis, you will always imagine Adam and Eve in a garden. That's what will happen to you. I'm telling you, learn words and you don't see that foolishness anymore. You see all the nonsense that you're reading and say amen, amen, amen to it. And I'm saying to you, that's what happened to me. And you can tell me if when I talk about academic things or literate things, you don't see me go wrong with the words I read. No. I am going to like read it just like you do, and I'm going to see the same conclusion you come to. You see what I mean? If you come to a different conclusion, then I'm going to ask you, oh, you get that, how you come to that. Interpret the words there and tell me how you reach to that. You see what I mean? And that is what's going to give you a problem. You draw a conclusion about something and let me see the words that you draw it from, and you will see what happened. Because you're either right or wrong once we talk about what word means. Now, that's a nice thing for me to say, because I'm sure people out there are listening to me. And you see what I have just said a while ago? Just forget about people. That's not a bad thing in the context I'm saying, because I'm not talking about to not think about people in the way positive and all that. That's not what I'm saying. So remember that word context. The less we regard context of things is the more we get set back. You see what I mean? Because we won't understand certain liberties and diversities if you're not carrying the context in what you're saying. We are obligated to carry context in everything that we are talking about. You see what I mean? And you don't have any human being on the face of the earth with any education that is going to hold you wrong when you have it right. When you don't have it right, there will be darkness in what you say and not light. Light of civilization travel in words. And if you don't have the words right, you talk foolishness and you don't have any words to affirm what you say. Now, my friends, like, I don't profess to be, you know, a professor in nothing, because I don't go to school to go there. But can't stop a person's mind from thinking and viewing thoughts that if you express them, somebody who can read will know you're making sense. And somebody may ask you, where you learned that from? How did you know that? How you come to know that? You know what I mean? And you are able to, you know, make sense with people who have, you know, high education. There's no principle. There's no regulation. There's no a lot of things. How you read so less, know so much about that, and you can expand, I mean, outside of the realm of what some of them know. Well, that's what happened in my case. I think a lot. I am making sense, and words originate in the way people's brain are created to make sense. There is a relationship with words and our brain. That's a fact. So I'm not going to go out there and somebody laugh at me because I don't know what I'm saying. No, I am cognizant. And at any given time, appropriation, you know that word? Appropriation, your brain will express in an appropriate manner the right thing to say. I mean, in the intangible word inside of you, you are able to bring forth intangible things because you know how to do it. You'll give an instruction or, you know, say things to produce a certain type of energy, a thing. Instruct a person how to do something. It was words you use, whether you write it or what. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. You're listening to the Block Talk Radio Show. I told you several times that about 25 of my shows, Block Talk Radio, mute out my mic, that nobody hear, not even a sound. Don't even hear me breathing because they turn off the mic. Right? So, and many times when I talk to them about it, they'll say to me, like, something is wrong with my computer. That's what they started. White people are liars. They are very, very smart at that. Now, they don't know what kind of person I am. You know, I am making controversy, you know, I mean, from a long time, from I was going to primary school. I did not like certain things, and I express it. But I was not a rude kid, you know, but I had a little smart, you know, way to display if I don't like something and stuff like that. But I was not a rude kid at all. Very respectful, honest, and upright. But I will explode psychologically. And I'm not going to get violent either. Come behind a proper explosion psychologically. Don't allow a person like that to be in the right and you in the wrong. Because you know what? They're not going to get violent on you, but they will hand your pursuit of them. They will end it. And they don't do nothing violent. Don't allow people in a rage and they don't get violent. You don't want to get anything negative with them because when you are wrong and they are right, they will destroy you. Because guess what? Situation is what living things live by. The situation has to be right. Don't let even your enemy fall out with you wrong because your enemy who is in a position to may be your friend tomorrow or stuff like that too. Or be in a position to help you with certain things. You don't want to make those people be against you. You see what I mean? So you have to be careful about human reaction. You have to, because even the person walking on the street and you see them and you think that, you know, they think nothing about them because they don't look like they value anything. So, no, it's easy for you to disrespect them and stuff like that. But it's not good to disrespect someone because they don't seem to be all dressed up and someone that, you know, you should show some honor to. I have done a lot of good for people. A lot of good. And I don't look for praise for what I do. But some of these things that I have done for people, it's kind of unique because I can only now draw some kind of a, let's say, reason for why the thing happened. But I don't earn it. I don't earn the credit because it's just something that can happen to people. Whereas, you know, we have goodness inside of us and it will come out somehow, right? However, some of the things that some people do, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a spiritual. And you think that when you see somebody don't have much of an education and, you know, they are of so much use that intelligible, you know, you wonder, oh, they know to, like, get around like that. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, I come from a very backward background, okay? And I want to be more of what I think I am. And I think that's what happened to me from a child, you know? Because one thing I thought about when I, in my early boyhood, I realized that, okay, you need more often than not to defend yourself. Really, when I was young, very young, and begin to grow up among, you know, people in the world, I realized that defending yourself is important. So I realize that I need to make a decision of how I go about it, defending myself. Because people are going to mess with you, and you're going, a lot of people, I know, you know, you can't do nothing to them because they're going to come after you. So I thought to myself, you know, well, the only thing that I see there is that, you know, you use your hand to, like, defend yourself. You can punch a person. You can, you know, do a lot of things with your hand to physically to defend yourself. And, you know, I thought to myself, well, no, I don't want to fight with nobody. Then my observation of myself and other people, I realized, okay, I have a brain to think, right? And if I decide to use my brain, I can have the kind of power that let me maneuver myself. Energy, you can send forth energy and maneuver yourself a certain kind of way that, you know, if you can afford to do that and you don't really want to show anybody how much you can good boxer you are on what you can do. All right. If you don't want to go that way there, I found out that there is a much more desirable way to defend yourself than to do it physically. Really? And I found that out early when I was a young boy. No, you don't get me into no fight. I don't want to fight. I don't want to show you how well I can fight or not like that. You know, and I'm very, very sure I could do pretty much good job. But remember this, though. A lot of people who can fight well and defend themselves got killed by other people. You know, it's not a safe thing. Boxers going in the ring and fighting, you know, for money. And they get one punch and they're dead. You know what I mean? So, and there are other people who are good in a fight. They'll win the fight, but guess what? Somebody who fight less than them going to set up for them and hout their light without they have to put up no big fight. They get a gun. They do anything, a whole bunch of other things that people can set up to devour their adversary who they couldn't stand up in front of them and beat them. So I have found out that science, and tell you what, I live out all of my life so far, and nobody don't fool with me. Really? I boarded with a lady once, a few years ago, and this lady realized that I was going on with some things in the courthouse, and one of my victims was a federal judge. Right? Yes. So I get to do some things that a lot of other people don't do, right? So I was going after a judge that I thought did me wrong, you know, because, you know, this is America, and the government institution and all that is by sodomite white people, and anybody in power is controlled by white people. So the court system and all that, you know, it is the Elohim system that these white sodomites take over. You see what I mean? And nobody cannot prosper in equity in the way that we are taught in prehistory. You have to go by the Bible kind of thing, and then, I mean, you know, box all over the world and quoting scripture. And it doesn't do you much of a good at all. You know? If you do any good, it's not the right amount of good. You see? All right. But I begin to see that the society is not a society that I should yield myself to. You see? And very coming along, I don't have much going for me. But one thing I had going for me was my thinking about the society I live in, the worldwide people and the Bible. I mean, is gone all over the world by the church. Billy Graham, and, you know, I grew up and Billy Graham and this other guy who always heal people or something like that. Billy Graham and Oral Roberts. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Because, you know, I should remember his name and I'm not remembering it. And, you know, so as I repeat and say, all right, Billy Graham, and then he come up. Oral Roberts come right up. This is the thing about it. I realize that I'm going to church from I was young until I turned adult, and, you know, the kind of things that, the way life is, you know, I don't feel right with, you know, the way I am going. So I decided, well, I will have to break away from society, right? So I don't dress or look like what a lot of people are like. I don't style myself the way other people carry themselves, because I didn't like what society is like. And I decide that, well, I have to make a better lifestyle for me. That's what I really begin to think. And you know what? Today, I have quite a few brothers and sisters, and have people who I grew up and know. And you know what? There is a wide gap between me and most of them. Because guess what? What I think about and how to build a decorum for my character is not one that show off on anybody. It's not one that wants a whole, you know, billions and billions of dollars. I don't think about that. I think about civilization and the reality of it. That's what I want. Okay? And it means that I'm going to be right most times than other people. And even though I do not do anything like go after money first and stuff like that, like almost everybody I know, I don't do that. And I feel absolutely sure, as long as I kept my health, well, whatever I do, I would have had, you know, a lot more, say, little savings than I have today. But I didn't rush to go do get nothing. You know, and get very little for what I do, and still did not feel like anything is wrong with me. Everybody's going to live and then dead, you know what I mean? So you can have this and have that, and, well, I don't covet nobody for nothing. Anything they have. And you could be a billionaire, and if you ask me to do you a favor, I'm not looking for you to, like, hand me any of your money. I am altogether natural. So, and if I do any harm for, I mean, you know, do an harm, a good thing for somebody. You know what I mean? I never want anything, really, to do a good. I'm going to do something good, and, you know, I don't put a price and say, oh, you got to give me this. No, because if it is something that done without cost and stuff like that, yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go with that, because I don't think that way that I am going to earn something off of something because they asked me to do a favor, right? So this is me. And I don't like when people irritate me. And when I say irritate me, I don't go off and fly a gun away and roll like thunder because somebody irritate me. But if somebody irritate me in a malicious way, that's different. I react based on the energy that you're using on me. That's the way I react, right? And like I say, I'm not going to open up and begin to talk all kind of foolishness and stuff like that. I treat things based on what the instructor in my brain told me, never wrong, never wrong. That's where my thought is. It's not with anybody at all. I am an individualist, but I am a nice person. If you are somebody with clean thoughts and, you know, carry yourself that way, that's all right with me, because you don't get tired of me and I don't get tired of you. It's like we gauge, we are all right. You see what I mean? I don't get nuff up around anybody. And I don't want nobody to get nuff up around me. That's the kind of thing. All right, my friends. I tell you that, and I tell you this. There was a few years ago, I have a brother. He lives in England. We call him Joe. Or Joseph. One time, a few years ago, he and another neighbor friend of us talking, and I think we probably were on Skype. And my brother has a PhD. He, like I say, he's in England. And he's a reverend in a church. We all grow up in Church of God, Pentecostal Church of God, a prophecy. And he managed to still believe in the church. And he taught me a vocabulary, hermeneutics, study of the Bible, the scripture. And back in them days, I was still Christian, you know, because I graduated out of the Christian thinking, like going now about a good, maybe going about 15, 16 years when I understand fully that God in the Bible was the last thing I realized. No, there's something wrong with that God that they have there too, you know, and the way things are going. I found that out, and you might say, but how can you go over, how can you get over God? I mean, how can God be wrong? Well, that God in the Bible, that God what they have in the Bible is not the God that civilization talk about. So the Bible is a different contextual God. The God in the Bible is a monotheism God. The God, they say, of the world and stuff like that. And that's when you're dealing with a certain bad element. You know, a bad element in the world. Not a good sound you get when somebody talks to you about a God in the Bible. Right? There's a lot to it. More than I will say right now. But I'm telling you that context of God in the Bible is going to drop you into somewhere. It's not going to take you down the straight gate and the narrow way to civilization. All right. What I want to tell you is this. You think that I have a paralegal, I have a adult education, adult high school education. So what did I learn in my primary school? Not much. Fourth grade level, right? And I realized to myself, say, you know what? The things that I have done till I was age 27 was not good enough for life in this AD and Adamani world that I live in. So I wanted to read better than that, and I was having struggles where I was living in Jamaica and the kind of surrounding that I experienced. It was difficult, first of all, to start making a living because, you know, go out and try to learn something, like a little building, construction skill. And therefore, I realized that things wasn't going very well with me. I want to read so that I can be a more useful person. So I came to America, and my first priority was go to adult school. All right. So I graduate. 10 years later, I go to a paralegal college, and I graduate. And that's where I am at right now. Between now and, you're talking like about maybe about a good 35 years ago. Then what happened? I am always trying to read better. And so I think I'm reading a lot higher from comprehension than then, because I was still slow, you know, going to high school. My reading was very, very slow, and I'm still slow today. Something is not all that right in my brain, growing up into the slavery environment everywhere I go, and a lot of things I don't know. So that's why I did the paralegal, to help me know what I'm thinking and how I say what I am thinking. So, yeah, I want to be certain. Anything I'm saying, I want to be precise. I want to understand what's going on. That's the way I am. I'm not going beyond what I don't know. So, the point I'm trying to make to you is, how the difference come out in me and somebody with good education, like my brother, PhD, right? And look, my brother, you listen to me and the way I am talking, you can tell above, you know, anything, you know, the certain kind of foolishness, I don't bother with, right? So my brother is somebody with a good brain, you know, and absorb education without any complainer. He don't have the shortcomings I have, right? But what I have is something that is, you know, of a certain potency that when I talk, you know, it's something that could have come out kind of a different from my brother. I'm 6 years older than him. So one day, he and my near neighbor, we went to school together as adults, my parents and his parents, you know, we were all tight. All right. So this cousin of mine has education too, like, you know, master's. I don't know all of what he has, but I think he's in the master's level of education. And my brother with a PhD. But they're Christian. They're believers, right? I begin to see things that is taking me away from this church interpretation of the world, right? But they are there listening to the church and Adam and Eve and all that. And John the Baptist and Jesus. So one day we were talking, I think it was on Skype, and my brother explain to the both of us that, hey, he has a way to teach people how to forgive others who trespass against them. It usually relates to people who are believers in the church, because, of course, the church did not maintain that unbelievers in the church was not looked upon as people in the church who believe into the Bible and profess Jesus, right? So my brother said, you know, he found a way to show people how to forgive those people who mess around with you and in the church, you know, are a believer, a brethren, do you wrong. Like, according to the way they go, they carry on in the church. The system don't really make no sense. So it is easy for a brethren in the church, you know, they keep on offending each other and stuff like that. Because not no Jesus blood or not what am I saying, not no gospel, right? But they are accepted as believers in Christ. So as a minister now in the church, he's letting us know, he know a way to make you understand what to say to somebody who offend you and make you angry. So at that time, I was not on the believer side. They are, the two of them are believers. And they too are the educated people, I'm telling you. So so my cousin said to me, I said, well, okay, well, if you can deliver something that I consider to be the, you know, real good, I have to accept that. If I have to accept what you say, I'll throw in the towel. Okay, my cousin, all right with that. So we're going to hear what my brother say now. What is that remedy he has? Cure that problem of forgiveness. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. It is in the Bible where I learn about how to forgive somebody, right? And I'm going to tell you what happened here with my educated brother and with my cousin who feel great that his cousin, Reverend, is going to give him a remedy because he has the problem, too, dealing with people who offend, okay? Well, I'm the only one who is not on your side. But watch this now. My cousin was happy to hear when I say I'll throw in the towel if Joe convinced me. So we say, okay. So Joe, go ahead and explain how what he tells people how to do forgiveness of people who make you, you know, put you on the wrong side. And when my cousin listened to it, he thought, wow, you know, how good that was. Because he said, look, if the person offend you, you go to them and tell them that you forgive them. No, the Bible didn't say that. So he's making up this thing, and apparently, I kind of understand where he's coming from because I understand. I know how the church operates. They do stuff like that. They have the Bible to follow, but no, they don't have the discipline to know that. They should stick with the Bible because they are called by Jesus, right? And Jesus have gifts in the church by which everybody contribute their gifts and edify the body of Christ. So when my cousin hear that, say, all right, just go to them and tell them that you forgive. And Jesus said, no, you must rebuke them when them do it. Jesus said, rebuke them. You know, if your brother trespass against you, rebuke him. And if he repent, you forgive him. No, that's what I know. Now, I'm not in the church anymore, but I remember what the Bible says. I am a Bible person still. I remember what it says. So when my brother now, with his big PhD, he's going to tell me what he's teaching people. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to listen and hear what he's really going to say. Because, look, I couldn't believe he was going to go there, talk in wanna stop and tell people, you know, or them to, like, you know, walk in the faith. You see? But I know that if you are to walk in the faith, you would have to follow what Jesus teach you. So, and him didn't know that. And I have a PhD, and him don't have enough sense to know that, man. And my cousin there, when he hear what he should do, he has somebody there he want to go and tell them that he forgive them. That's what he told me. So now, when he heard that's what he is to do, he was happy and said, all right, Tim, I know you say you would throw in the towel, you know. And I said, but wait a minute, to show you all these guys think. Now, don't you think it is natural for him to, like, say, all right, Tim, let me hear you now. As a scholar? No, he didn't say that. He was eager when he hear, just like he's sitting in church, and they say he amen over everything. That's my friend with, you know, his good master's degrees or degree. Yes, it's two of them educated. And I, the dummy, they are behaving like that to me. So you can see the reason why my brain don't take me down that societal streets. You see what I mean? Now, I respect these guys for their education. It's not that I don't respect them for their education. They have education which I had. If you understand what I'm saying. So there is a distinction line in my brain that don't make me wobble like that when I think. If you understand what I mean. I'm saying this to you because you know what? It may help somebody out there. It may help somebody to think, coning up their brain a little better than maybe, you know, the way they see they behave themselves. If you want to be disciplined, you know, don't tie your hands behind you, man. Think, because you can get it all by the way you think. I mean, more than, you know, you can manage. You have a lot going on in your brain. But if you think you must show attitude and get vexed and get mad and taxi-turvy, no, you ain't going to get nowhere. You have to be disciplined and you have to love it. All right, but I'm going to show you the academic benefits, though, that I am getting with my little bit of education that I have. That discipline transcends any PhD, lawyers, doctors, all of those people. I transcend them because of the way I view words and the way we use what is in words, call it word science process. So that's where my mind is, okay? So what do you think of it now? I'm coming to the end of what I'm telling you. When my cousin hear what I had to say, he said to me, oh, so you are the one with the PhD. And my brother with the PhD gone far field. He was smart enough to see that what I said totally washed away and humiliated what my brother said. What did I say to him? I said, hey, there is no way I can throw in the towel based on what my brother said. Because, why? What he said is not, it is Christ in the scripture. It is Christ that died for your sin. It is Christ that teaches us. I go in a scripture that record what they wrote about Jesus. Now, I know no Jesus don't never exist in history. Only in Bible. They, the character, these sodomite white people write in the Bible, right? I know that. But if you're going to talk about Bible, you got to talk about it from the right foundation. The context must be right. You can't be talking nonsense. You know, if you didn't inspire the word of God and you didn't create the premise by which you become Christian and have education in the Bible, the man who taught me the vocabulary, hermeneutics, him, don't even realize yet that he should abide by the words of Jesus, his Savior and Lord. I don't know if he still understands it. All right. So once I show my friend, and this is not the only place in the Bible that show you the principle, but neither of them were aware of what the principle is, and that they should follow it. So the both of them are under the same old Holy Ghost Spirit to talk in that way, to think in that way. That's not taking them anywhere, but like going around in a maze. But, hey, I'm going somewhere with my thinking. How does the Bible help Christians? These are two classic Christians with all more education than education. Enough education than me. And they are not close to seeing what I am seeing. That he say, oh, you have the PhD. And he said he was going to go to someone and tell them that he forgive something they did. But when he heard what I said, he see, there's no way he can do that. You see? Because I show the example of what is in the scripture. You know what scripture I went to? St. Matthew 18, and I think the 15th verse. Right? St. Matthew 18. I want to make sure I'm telling you the right thing. St. Matthew 18 and the where we are. Okay, come on. No, I was not at the right place here. Yeah, okay. I know I'm at the right spot now. All right. St. Matthew 18 and the 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, you hast gained him, right? You bring him back in line if he agrees that he's wrong. When you go to him yourself and he agrees that he's wrong, you brought him back, you reconcile him. And then he said, but if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear the both of you, tell it to the church. You see the process that a preacher is to preach to the church? This is it. He says, he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the one or two more witnesses, right? That in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. To the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto you as a heathen man and a publican, a sinner. So my friends, in what I am telling you is civilized sense. You can see there is no civilized sense in Christians. Because I'm not saying that there are every Christian would say what they say. I'm not saying that either. My brother is has a PhD and he's a theologian, okay? He's climbing the public, all renowned over the world, you know, wherever his territory is, right? But you're talking about somebody who's recognized high in the church level, right? This generic type of error that he has made, you know, that guy said to me when I use historic facts on him, he said he's not into history. So I realized psychologically, if you have that much education and you are thinking about things like that, something is wrong mentally. So whilst Common World is not going to view him the way I view him, but I know what I'm thinking is right. Because the structure and the form of the scripture doesn't allow you to take up and start making up stories and tell people and make them say hallelujah and amen and jump up and sing. That is wrong. So the church is not an academic thing. I mean, clearly, when you look at it. So you would have to read and know it's wrong, but the church is not going to tell you that it's wrong. My friends, I thank you for tuning into the program today. I didn't intend to like say so much on this, but I tell you what, I say for good, man. All right. Now, what I want to do now is tell you in brief something else. This is a synopsis that I want you to talk about for this session. Gay monotheism God with Adam, Eve. Digress. Civilized brain. Eve. Digress civilized brain into hominid beast. I don't know if you understand that, but monotheism is a gay concept. If you don't know, this is true. Whether or not you like it or not, man, if you cannot get over the church, I know that the church is not for civilized people. It's going to be up to you. Okay? Now, I tell you about civilization. I don't tell you about the church. Church is not a civilization institution at all. These white people, they are working off wrong emulation, something that they have learned because they are not coming from human being talking. They were never created talking. White people never create talking. They are not, it's by evolution that they came, right, as apes. Okay? Evolutionary creature they are. How they began to talk, nobody don't discuss that because guess what? You know, it's a long time ago, you know. They are around from like 3.5 million years ago, right? And how they got from Africa into Europe is a historic thing. We don't know nothing about that. Okay, so I tell you about our Rome, not Rome, but I mean our Africa and these white people, white men, okay, in Christianity. Turn everything around this in the sodomite way. Africa, draw one side and give them political power to exercise just like an African country. So the white the white hominid European men who are superpower now, like and Russia, all of them, my friends, are in the bed with Africa. But why would Africa would sell us to them for slaves, millions in big ships, and a few of them never even make the journey. You know, a few millions of them reportedly were dead, didn't make it, right? But otherwise, millions made it. So you think about why Africa would do it. And we don't have a government. You see, the fact that they are selling us to them to show you that kingship government dead. And at the same time, they went into Rome and overthrow the king, Lucius Tarquinius, the Roman king, and change his name, change up whatever they wanted, take the military, take the dress code, and go. And until this day, they have United States military. Until this day, it is our money. When they go to Palestine and 66 BC, right? After 63 BC, when they go there and take over the place as Romans, right? What do you think? They went there before into the 300 BC, and they weren't able to conquer our folk. They went away and come back about 200 more years. That's when they built up the military and was able to conquer, you know, a more formidable force against them. So from that point on, you see, they don't lose no war against nobody, as it were, at all. There's nobody else but African people. And Africa never have big military warship and all those kind of stuff. Because clearly polytheism, the God's way of life, was not anything line up against people like these white people. There was nobody there to fight around. But I can assure you that you will see that we read in the World History textbook that after a while, kings begin to build up walls around their cities. Because guess what? 100,000 years ago, these white people start to talk from the interbreeding 100,000 years ago. So over the past few hundred thousand years, we begin to have criminals from these same sodomite white people right here today. And see where they are. We see where they reach here today, man. Okay? But we didn't have that kind of world here before, my friends. I'm giving it to you, right? That you understand the world that we are in. And if you're just reading Bible, it's good that I have a biblical knowledge too. You see what I mean? And therefore, I understand where the world is coming from and why we are where we are. But I assure you, I didn't know. All right. So I'm telling you now, when you hear about uncivilized condition in the world, don't think that we are all coming from way of life. These white people come and make themselves diverse and build up all kind of different groups. But these white people are coming from the Inquisition. They are perfect. They are the first terrorists. They are the first mafia, the first evil everything, the first sodomite culture and everything. If you think it's a joke, you give me the fact of why it is a joke. Why I cannot be for real, right? Because I am not running from no knowledge anybody have. I'll throw in the towel if you convince me. So gay monotheism, they make up monotheism God. That's why I tell you the God in the Bible is not no reality civilized God. So you have got to know it. They have their own, these white people make their own Hebrew, their own Greek, their own everything. And behave like, oh, they were first on earth. Hey, look, are you finding out what I'm saying? Okay, So now I'm telling you, the knowledge that we had under 200,000 years ago in South Africa, after 100,000 years, over this last 100,000 years, we don't value nothing. But go back to our first 100,000 years, we never have any problem in Africa. But we never left Africa until 100,000 years ago. And this is when our problem began. A whole bunch of muck is in history for us to know, to understand why our world become a place where we have white people writing a Bible and talking about, you know, we have God create a world he couldn't manage and say God is perfect and all-knowing and everything. That is impossible. And to show you that these white people are confused with the Bible and they are going down the hill rapid now, and there is no turning back for them. So this monotheism God is them make it. The gay people make that. And everything they make, like phony Hebrew, phony Greek, and all these kind of stuff, and use those to put into dictionaries and everything around. And because what? Africa gone down into the dungeon and give them authority to do whatever these homosexual want to do with any one of us. That's why I'm telling you, A.D. Anno Domini is dead. A.D. Anno Domini is dead. They will not sell or buy any more by A.D. Anno Domini, because A.D. Anno Domini is dead. And it means only the Elohim kingship is alive and well in civilization. If we begin to fall down to these white people under A.D. Anno Domini, we don't know what law is and what is the civilized law on planet Earth. They can't do nothing about it. You only need to know to drive them away, because they cannot refute or rebut what history, that world history textbook that you have. Look in there and see what government is. Look in it and see what government is. And you will see this phoniness that these slackers have, killing us off, millions, billions of us, still there on record. Nobody now pay no attention to it. With Christmas and Easter and Jesus gone back to heaven. These things are filth. Filth. Okay? Now, YouTube addendum 9. You have no kingship government right to block Tim Aldred videos. You see what I mean? And they have like wiped out from YouTube about over 100 videos that I posted. Yes. You are violating the God's kingship laws, whereas Enlil, God, is chief commander of earth and established kingship rule in history. Anu authorized Enki to create Homo sapiens, to create wise sapiens. That's Anu authorized that, because, you know, they did not come to earth to create humans at all. Hope you know that. If you're just reading Bible, you won't know that, but no, I know. They came here and was here long, long, long before they created hybrid human and created us from two mixture of blood, their own blood and a species that is called wise sapien. And today the only existing species is our species. These white people take it, I'm trying to tell us, they are now Homo sapien because they interbreed of 100,000 years ago with our ancestors, okay, when they were leaving Africa and coming to the Western world. So my friends, there's a lot going on that we don't know, all right? So when I tell you about what happened in Rome where they put the king down and run off with the, you know, Africa, let them run off with the military and the dress code and fix themselves up like the king that they drove out of where the Pope is today, St. Peter's Basilica. That's our place. And here, Africa give it to them. Okay? So you want to know what put us in the shape we are in? I'm telling it to you. After Ibero, tell one of his son who was, you know, authorized. He was ruler. And he tell him when they had the problem to get workers, he said, this Francis said, the son, Enki, that he could produce one intelligent enough to be primitive worker. All right. So he permitted him to use the species, the white sapien. Sapien. Yeah, we are wise. We are wise, sapien from the initial species called wise sapien. But when we were made into a hybrid, we are now identified as wise sapien. And these white people are in the process now of morphing us and taking on our species identity. We can't allow that. If you know, then you look out for it. We are not Homo sapien. It's their honest, you know, I mean, gay people back a few years ago coming since they're here, like over the past 400 years, get their people who are educated and stuff like that to do all these things and talk about they are making name like genus and Homo this and Homo that. So they want to call us Homo sapiens because they interbreed illegally with our ancestors. We cannot afford white people to come and extinct us off the planet because they did it to the Neanderthals. And right now, if you are asked who was the Neanderthal, you don't know. Because I didn't know until I really start reading to find out. Okay? So I'm passing it on to you. Africans are modern hybrid humans. We are hybrid. They would never put that in the Bible. These sodomite white gay people, them. They don't want we to be known because they begin to carry a rivalry against us because we have everything and they had nothing. And this is what is happening. That's what the whole thing is all about. But we won't be able to take a stand. We are in the church because we turn full. Over the past 100,000 years, we turn full. Now, it's only when we read and know we're going to find out exactly who we are. So I'm telling it to you. So it goes on. We are hybrid. That's why we are talking. That's why when they interbreed with us, they get our blood and poison us with their rhesus monkey blood. That's why we turn full, our brain gone. Okay? Those of us who revive over time, we will find out. Now, if you can get it, you get it. Now, I'm going on to tell you that you're an hybrid and you come from the sapien, not no Homo sapien, but wise sapien, wise human being. We are not like white people. If you're out there and you're screwing white people and you're having children with them, you're killing your species. It's not a joke. So you have to know, and you can't make people, you can't rule people when them go behind closed door what they do. It must be your knowledge and your inner core conscience what you do with the knowledge you have, okay? We Africans are modern hybrid humans because of the God's blood mixed with, you know, I mean, I before I read and find out, I used to be calling it Homo sapien as well, and that's, I find out it's not the truth. Okay? So we are hybrid because of the mixture of white sapien and the gods, the Elohim God's blood. That they talk about Jesus' blood because they know about the blood that created us hybrid. But they are bringing Jesus because they don't want us to know that we are hybrid of the gods themselves. Okay? That we're able to work. They are bringing Jesus that is the ox. And that's what is messing up the world today. Okay? There will be no peace until we know the truth and live it. Get out of the church. Don't vote for them. These sodomites must be on their way out. Female and male blood, okay? We are sapiens, both female and male, okay? We have the gods and the sapien blood. The Caucasian race, also Caucasoid or Europoid, is a group of being historically regarded as a biological taxon or 100 evolutionary beasts.
Yes.
Non-wise creatures, right? They're not no civilized and outside of the interbreeding where they have. And now you see they turn on us and killing us. So you can see they don't have any humanity inside of them, but the interbreeding, and because they can talk and go and get knowledge and can do a lot of things, you must know the difference between them and us, man. They are not civilized humans in no way. That's why they write the Bible to take us over and dash us over someplace, and they become the sodomite supreme people of the land. No, that's not true. They're able to make trouble for African civilized people created in the image and likeness of the gods and goddesses. 100%. Okay? The European monotheism Christian Bible is criminal and lawful book in civilized culture. That's a fact. Okay? 100%. Bible is the European agenda to force African hybrid into humanoid level degression. That's what they are doing with the church. That's why anytime they talk about missionary and send you to do work for Jesus and stuff like that, that's where the world end up into darkness. The AD, Anno Domini, is illegal in our Western hemisphere, where you see them come and begin to call us, because we turn fool, they begin to call us their civilization. You know that? And Minoan of Egypt, of Greece, and all these places, these white people are calling it their civilization. And look, because they are talking like us and look like us, you don't know the story. You take it for real, right? No, get away from these white people. I call the gods cosmic wrath by fierce wind, fire, mental confusion upon the sodomites. That's how I see it. And my friends,
I thank you for listening today. And let me try and just read a little of this here for you. Ancient human metropolis found in Africa. This is what's happening in Africa, right? And you need to go there and see it. I have the link here. You can always get the link that tells you exactly about us. If you really, really want to know, come on the show any given day, and I'll give you the link. They have always been there. People noticed them before, but no one could remember who made them or why. Until just recently, no one even knew how many there were. Now, they are everywhere. Thousands. No, hundreds of thousands of them. And the story of, and the story they tell is the most important story of humanity. But it's one we might not be prepared to hear because of these white people that turn us idiots. Something amazing has been discovered in an area in South Africa, about 150 miles inland, west of the port of Maputo. It is the remains of a huge metropolis, you know, a 200,000 years metropolis, okay? It is the remains, a huge metropolis that measures in conservative estimates about 1,500 square miles. It is part of an even larger community that is about 10,000 square miles and appears to have been constructed. Are you ready? From 160,000 to 200,000 BC. Image top of page is a close-up view of just a few hundred meters of the landscape taken from Google Earth. The region is somewhat remote, and the circle have often been encountered by local farmers who assumed they were made by some indigenous people in the past. But hardly one or more oddly, no one ever bothered to inquire about who could have made them or how old they were. This changed when researcher and author Michael Tellinger teamed up with Joanne Enny, a local fire and pilot, who had been looking at these ruins from his years flying over the region. Enny had the unique advantage to see the number and extent of these range stone foundations and knew that their significance was not being appreciated. This whole thing summarized this way.
Earth International Research Society becomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael Tellinger is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from Meti Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization, not humans, inhuman, and not, I mean, immortal. I don't mean inhuman. Immortal beings, right? The gods are immortal. They live, I mean, everlasting long time. That's where the distinction come in. They are, I mean, sophisticated scientists and about the atmosphere and everything like that. That's why this is so special, and these white people begrudge the African people for this. That's why they don't even want us to associate with nothing Africa. You see what I mean? So it is a great deliverance to have the knowledge so that you can just, you know, I mean, tell them to, like, look, leave you alone. Get out of your way. That's what you need to tell them. They, you know, I'm telling you the thing that we're supposed to know to move them out of our way. Otherwise, they're going to be still here talking about we must pay them this and give them this until them and then come become Christ. Because they want you to become sodomite. Why you think they make Obama make this Supreme Court law to marry people? I mean, two men, two women, two maybe even two dogs. That's how nasty these white people are. So the truth is to deliver us, and if you don't have it, they're gonna lay you down low, right? Eventually, they're gonna drop your jaws and make you open your body all, and they're gonna fuck you. That's what these white people want. Otherwise, they don't make law to do that. Okay? Now, so it goes on. Michael has been making groundbreaking discovery about the vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. My friends, welcome to our Elohim civilization. Hybrid ethnic human being. Take good care. Hope you're good. And we will be able to, like, do what we can do next time. Take care.